Let's take our Bibles and open to 2 Kings, chapter number 18. We're going to be using our Bibles quite a bit tonight. I don't think you mind that. That's why we come to church, learn the Word of God. Second Kings chapter 18, if you would, as you find it, if you, we all stand in reverence to the reading of the Word of God. I'm going to begin reading in verse number 1. I'll read a couple verses there, and we're going to skip around just a little bit before we end our reading. Second Kings chapter 18, verses 1 through 3, and then I'll read a couple more verses before we pray. Bible says, "Now it came to pass in the third year of Hoshea, son of Elah, king of Israel, that Hezekiah, the son of Ahaz, king of Judah, began to reign. 25 years old was he when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Abi, the daughter of Zechariah. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David his father did." Now, if you would, turn with me to chapter 20, and the last verse of chapter 20, verse 21, the Bible says, "And Hezekiah slept with his fathers, and Manasseh, his son, reigned in his stead. Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign," chapter 21, verse 1, and reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Hephzibah. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, after the abominations of the heathen whom the Lord cast out before the children of Israel." And let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, that you would speak to hearts tonight. God, I pray that you would do a work that only you can do. I pray that you'd use your word tonight, Lord. Use me as a vessel, Lord, to do your will. Lord, I pray, Holy Spirit, that we be yielded to you and your lead this evening. And this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. And you may be seated. I read you just those verses just to kind of outline what we're going to talk about tonight. Normally, I'd come with a title to my message. I couldn't really figure out a title to it. Possibly if you would take those words there in chapter 21, verse 1, and reign 55 years, possibly you can call this 55 years, because that's what I want to emphasize here. His reign was 55 years. And I just want to think about that for a minute. The next verse says, "And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord." 55 years. King doing evil. A wicked king. Can you imagine? I mean, here in this great country of America, when we elect a president, 4 years, possibly 8 years, and sometimes during that time we're thinking, why? How can we put up with this person for 4 years or 8 years? Amen. Can you imagine, as some countries around the world deal with till death? Can you imagine if it was this case where a wicked, evil, and we're going to continue reading here, you're going to see what I'm talking about, wicked and evil, this guy here, Manasseh, what he did during those 55 years. Thank God for this country. Thank God that we're Americans, that we have the right to vote, and they don't have this type of authority to do whatever they wanted. But 55 years, Manasseh reigned. If you continue reading here, "He did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, after the abominations of the heathen, whom the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. For he built up again the high places which Hezekiah his father had destroyed. Now, if you remember reading, Hezekiah did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. He did a lot of good things in his life, but the things his, he did, his son Manasseh came in and reversed it all. He did, he built them back up, the things that he destroyed, and reared up altars for Baal and made a grove, as did Ahab, king of Israel, and worshipped all the hosts of heaven and served them. And he built altars in the house of the Lord, of which the Lord said, in Jerusalem will I put my name. And he built altars for all the hosts of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord. And he made his son pass through the fire and observed times and used enchantments and dealt with familiar spirits and wizards. He wrought much wickedness in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. And he set a graven image of the grove that he had made in the house, of which the Lord said to David and to Solomon his son, in this house and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, will I put my name forever. Neither will I make the feet of Israel move any more out of the land which I give their fathers, only if they will observe to do according to all I have commanded them, according to the law that my servant Moses commanded them. But they hearken not, and Manasseh seduced them to do more evil than did the nations whom the Lord destroyed before the children of Israel. He got the Israel to do worse than the ungodly nations, the heathen nations. And the Lord said by his servants, the prophets, saying, because Manasseh, king of Judah, hath done these abominations and hath done wickedly above all that the Amorites did, which were before him, and hath made Judah also to sin with his idols. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, behold, I am bringing such evil upon Jerusalem and Judah, and whosoever heareth of it, both his ears shall tingle. And I will stretch over Jerusalem the line of Samaria and the plummets of the house of Ahab, and I will wipe Jerusalem as a man wipeth a dish, wiping it and turning it upside down. And I will forsake the remnant of mine inheritance and deliver them into the hand of their enemies, and they shall become a prey and a spoil to all their enemies, because they have done that which was evil in my sight and have provoked me to anger since the day their fathers came out of Egypt, even unto this day. Moreover, Manasseh shed innocent blood very much till he hath filled Jerusalem from one end to another. Beside his sin, wherewith he made Judah to sin, in doing that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. 55 years. 55 years. It goes on to say, the rest of the acts of Manasseh and all that he did and the sins that he sinned, are they not written in the books of the chronicles of the kings of Judah? And Manasseh slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the garden of his own house in the garden of Uzzah, and Amon, his son, reigned in his stead. As I think of that, 55 years, I'm reminded of Hosea. I'm reminded in the book of Hosea, when Hosea starts off the book, the burden of the prophet Hosea, when he goes on to say, how long shall I cry and thou wilt not hear? I can imagine some righteous people in those days, that were trying to do right, as they were praying and seeking God and asking God to deliver them, and their wicked king was ruling and doing all this wickedness, as Hosea would cry out and says, and I cry out to thee of violence, and thou wilt not save. That prayer of Habakkuk, as he was praying, I think I said Hosea, I meant Habakkuk, as he was praying and saying, how long, God? How long? 55 years. I'm not even 55 years old. I can't imagine. I can't imagine that time frame, that length of time of dealing with wickedness and dealing with this wicked king. Do you ever question God? Do you ever say, why? Why, God? What are you doing? Like the disciples said, do you care? Carest thou not? Do we ever question God? Sadly to say, I think you could probably say yes. I mean, think about it. Human, man, wicked, sinful man questioning the great holy God. Saying, why are you doing this? Why aren't you answering my prayers? Why are we dealing with this wicked king? Why are we doing this? You ever gotten weary of praying? Can you imagine praying 55 years and not seeing your prayers answered? 55 years. 55 years of this wickedness. 55 years of Manasseh just running havoc. And you could read, if you read through the kings, you'll see there were wicked kings and there were good kings and there were wicked kings, there were good kings. I rank Manasseh as one of the top worst. I wouldn't say he was the worst. There were some wicked kings. A lot of them are compared to the wickedness of Ahab, Jeroboam. They're wicked kings, but I believe Manasseh was one of those top ones that just the wickedness that he did, as we just read it, those wicked things for those 55 years, and you think, God, why would you allow him to be in there for 55 years? Why would you allow him to reign that long? Why would you allow that wickedness to happen? Those that study and read the Bible, you know the kings, they have a parallel passage if you read the Chronicles. The kings and the Chronicles, if you read something in the Kings and go over to the Chronicles, you can read about that same account, about the same kings, about the same happenings. And 2 Kings 21 lines up with 2 Chronicles 33. If you would, let's turn over there to 2 Chronicles 33. We'll see this same event, the same king, the same happenings going on. Talks about Manasseh's reign. And I'm not going to read all those verses there. But there's something in 2 Chronicles that the Bible covers and lets us in on that 2 Kings does not. And it's a good thing to read your Bible. It's a good thing to read your Bible because God feeds you and God gives you truths out of the Bible. I can't tell you how many times I read the Bible and I miss things, whether you're just in a hurry or whatever it could be. You're reading, and then when you go back and read it, you still miss it. And then you, no matter how many times you read something, you go back and you're like, how come I never saw that before? Well, this last time I was reading through the Chronicles here, I saw something that I just never, I don't know why I didn't catch it before. Probably that fact you're just reading to get it. Through reading and you just miss it. Mind starts wandering, maybe you're tired or whatever, but I've never realized the event that happened here in 2 Chronicles that wasn't recorded in 2 Kings of chapter 33. The Bible says Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. He did that which is evil in the sight of the Lord, like unto the abominations of the heathen. So it goes on to go over the same things that we read in 2 Kings chapter 21. But if you get down to verse number 10, it goes into something that 2 Kings doesn't go over. Verse number 10, the Bible says, and the Lord spake to Manasseh and his people, but they would not hearken. Wherefore the Lord brought upon them the captains of the hosts of the king of Assyria, which took Manasseh among the thorns and bound him with feathers and carried him to Babylon. And when he was in affliction, he besought the Lord his God and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers and prayed unto him. And he was entreated of him and heard his supplication and brought him again to Jerusalem and to the kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord, he was God. Now, after this, he built the walls without the city of David on the west side of Gihon in the valley, even to the entering in the fish gate and compassed about Ophel, and raised it up a very great height and put captains of war in all the fenced cities of Judah. And he took away the strange gods and the idols out of the house of the Lord and all that the altars and he had built in the mount of the house of the Lord and in Jerusalem and cast them out of the city. And he repaired the altar of the Lord and sacrificed thereon peace offerings and thank offerings and commanded Judah to serve the Lord God of Israel. Nevertheless, the people did sacrifice still in the high places, yet unto the Lord their God. Now the rest of the acts of Manasseh and his prayer unto his God and the words of the seers that spake to him in the name of the Lord God of Israel, behold, they are written in the books of the kings of Israel, his prayer also, and how God was entreated of him. and all his sin and his trespass, and the places whereon he built high places and set up groves and graven image before he was humbled. Behold, they are written among the sayings of the seers. So Manasseh slept with his fathers, and they buried him in his own house, and Amon, his son, reigned in his stead. 55 years. But yet, after that long, after that reign of wickedness, God humbled him. God humbled him to where he, at the end of his life, said, "The Lord, he is the God." And the Bible says he greatly humbled himself greatly in verse number 12 before the Lord of his fathers. I think of this wicked king, and there he is, humbled before the Lord, commanding Judah to worship God, tearing down those high places, casting them out of the city, trying to serve God, trying to do right at the end of his life. That wicked king of 55 years, here he is now, humble. God can change a life. I think of, if you keep on reading, you get down, it says, and Amon, his son, reigned in his stead, and Amon was 22 years when he began to reign, verse number 21, and reigned 2 years in Jerusalem. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. It goes on to say that how he was killed in verse 25, and the people of the land slew all them that conspired against King Amon, and the people of the land made Josiah, his son, king in his stead. And Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign. If you know anything about Josiah, if you don't know about Josiah, read about this young man here. Continue reading here in verse chapter 34 and continue reading. Josiah was one of the greatest kings. The Bible says in verse number 2, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord and walked in all the ways of David his father and declined neither to the right hand nor to the left. This young man who started reigning at 8 years old got it right. He followed and did that which was right. He tried to do as David led. He said he didn't turn to the right hand, didn't turn to the left. He walked straight on, did that which was right inside the Lord. I don't have time to go into it. But this was Manasseh's grandson. 8 years old, his dad reigned for 2 years. So that means at the young age of 6 years old, when his grandfather died, at a young boy, he saw God change a life. Something only God can do. That's not Dr. Phil. That's not Oprah Winfrey. That's not 10 Steps to a Better You. That's not these self-help books. This is something only God can do. To change a life, a wicked Manasseh to becoming a humbled king. At a young boy, he saw that. Now, was that the reason why? I don't know. The Bible doesn't say, but I believe it had an influence in his life. I believe that had an influence in his life to cause him to say, "I'm going to serve that God. I seen my grandpa change." Now, some of you have witnessed that. Whether it be your own life, maybe it be your grandpa, maybe it be your dad. You've witnessed God take a life and flip it upside down, and take a proud, wicked sinner and humble him. The power of God. You experience the power of God, you don't forget it. I believe Josiah got something when that happened as a young boy. That stuck with him. That stuck with him. Shame that his dad saw his father wicked for all those years. But as a young boy, Josiah said, saw the change that God can make in a life. 55 years. You've been praying about something? 5 years? 10 years? 50 years? Possibly some of you have. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up witnessing. Don't give up living right. Don't give up praying. Your answer to prayer may be just around the corner. If you remember, whether you go back here or not, I'm going to read you back in 2 Kings chapter 21. The Bible says Manasseh was 12 years old, verse 1, when he began to reign and reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Hephzibah. That name's mentioned twice in the Bible. His mother's name was Hephzibah. The second time that name was mentioned is Isaiah 62, verse 4. We'll look at that and I'll be done. Isaiah 62, verse 4. This is me speculating, but Isaiah 62, verse 4, the Bible is talking, God's talking to Israel, saying, "Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah, for the Lord delighteth in thee, and the land shall be married." Hephzibah means my delight is in her. God says, I'm going to call you not forsaken, not desolate anymore. I'm going to call you Hephzibah, the name of Manasseh's mother. Could it be, again, this is speculation, could it be that she was praying for him all that time? You think of the wicked king. Why would you want to call me the name of the mother of this wicked king? Maybe because she was a praying woman. Maybe she wasn't still alive after those many years when Manasseh finally got right with God. But could it be that her prayers was finally answered? There's testimonies all throughout this room of people that prayed for you. That God, that you're a testimony of God answering prayer. Don't you give up on praying for someone. You praying for a son? You praying for a daughter? You praying for a mother, a father, a cousin, an uncle, an aunt, someone that you're praying for and you've been praying for years. God's hand is not shortened. His hand's not slack that he can't save. God can change a life. As Josiah saw it in his grandfather, God can change a life. That wicked, wicked king. Might take a while. Don't give up. God can.